Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth. Welcome to another year of testimonies of what God has done for you and for what He's going to do. So we're just going to thank God.
We didn't have
Amen.
No air conditioning. We had to let up the windows.
And we're going to have a little camp meeting. Song real quick, a little short one. Father, we ask you to bless this services. Bless those that are here, those that are listening. Call a friend and tell a friend. Doctrine of Truth is on air.
When I was preaching a little country church, they were wooden buildings. Didn't have no brick. Walls would be all in the ceiling. And all homecoming day looked like the dogs came to church. The dogs knew it was a big meeting. I never did see dogs till the third Sunday in August. And it's strange, the dog would go out and sit off in the bushes and just sit out there and just wait. So they knew the table was going to be spread. Call it big meat. And all the sisters would go out to the car and pull out the basket. And all of us got around the sister's car who had the best food. You're talking about the best potato pie, the best collard greens. We had church. Wasn't nobody ashamed. Wasn't nobody looking at others to see what they had on. They came and they had church. And you know God's going to judge America because we have forgotten about God since He blessed us. And for that reason, I take you back to the old landmark. Well, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Oh, Lord Jesus on the main line.
Well, we thank God for this year. It's a new year. Amen. And God has blessed us, and if everybody's not going to church, they should go to church, but it's your choice. Amen. We're going to talk tonight a little bit. Amen. We're going to let you talk if you want to concerning what God has done for you, what God has done for you. You can call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. You can reach us as well. Amen. If you press 1 on your phone, amen. If you want to share with people what God has done for you, amen. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for two or three touch and agree. You see, where two or three come together, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we ask you to bless, oh God, those that are listening. Encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill them up where they've been torn down last year. And God, give them an absent-mindedness to know that this year is a whole new year. They got a chance to start all over again. Amen. Even to finish up what you have given them to do. And Lord, we ask you to bless it. In Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. Amen. And those who can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you have a story to tell, if you want to come, amen, to be with us, amen, you can. Amen. You can go to the website, amen, and go to jciiministries.org. Amen. And visit our website, www.jciiministries.org. Amen. And be with us there. And you can click on media, amen, and follow us on Facebook, as well as we use streams on our regular church programs. But we thank God tonight, and we're talking from the book of St. John, God, the Gospel according to St. John, 21st chapter, and beginning with the 24th verse. This is the last chapter in the Gospel according to John. This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Let me read that again. For there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Jesus did a lot of things. Amen. He healed and he delivered, amen, so many different people at so many different times and places over the 3.5 years. But he also are doing things today. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Those of us that are believers, we know and we understand, amen, that God's still working. It might not be something that you can put on television or radio, but it can be put in your life, amen. Astronomical decisions was made, amen. God stood by you in your weakness and your times of trouble, amen. He delivered you or your family, amen. He brought you over. And you know it had none to be nobody but God. Amen. There was things that done, nobody didn't know it but you and God himself. Amen. So that's what we're about in this study and this service is here. Amen. We're looking at this CD, Old Time Camp Meeting Songs by Reverend Timothy Fleming, Sr. Amen. Sometimes it's good to listen to things that you know had not only brought you over, but you know they're still standing. There are a lot of new things in the world, but God's church is still standing. Through it all, God's church is still standing. And that's what we're about. Amen. Things are passing over, and things have passed over for you. Amen. We're always going to take a little break every now and then and share a couple of seconds on a song and while you can gather your thoughts. Trouble is passing over. Things are changing all over. People are changing. Environments are changing. The weather's changing. Amen. But the Bible speaks of that. There'll be weather going to be perplexed. Amen. Those of you be able to witness that now. The weather is perplexed. Amen. Times and changes of times. Daniel talked about. Amen. Men going to be changing laws. In times, amen, try to wear out those that believe. But God is still standing. He's still got men and women that's still standing. Amen. So we want to open up the lines. Those that have a testimony, Gospel according to John, the beloved, was writing the Gospel according to John. He said there was many other things Jesus did. Amen. And books was written. Amen. The book will not be able, the world will not be able to open contain the books. So don't hold yourself short. Amen. Let people talk you down that God have not given you anything. Amen. God have not done anything for you. God has done you things for you. God will keep you.
Some people are going to try to tell you you ought to take your life. The devil going to try to tell you you can't handle it. Give up. But just like the children of Israel were standing at the Red Sea, didn't know which way to go. They got a word from the preacher that said, be still. God will fight your battle.
I see we have a caller, area code 850. The last four digits is 2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you. You're on the air.
Happy New Year to you all. I wanted to say that God is everything to me. And in 2013. You know, I kept going in and out of the hospital out at Tallahassee Regional Center. And they said that I would have oxygen, have to carry oxygen for the rest of my life. And I just didn't believe that. And I kept repeating Isaiah 53 and 5. And, I believe in divine healing.
Yes.
And, Bishop, today I don't have to have any oxygen to breathe. I have to still take a little medicine, but I'm much better because I believe that God will send the right people to the right place to heal my body and to give me the right exercise and the right stuff to be able to get my strength back. I have faith in what God can do because that's not the only thing that, you know, I can't even wake up myself.
Yeah.
I can't even, you know, try waking up on your own. Something down in the city of my soul wakes me up every day and send me on my merry way, you know, because I believe in the truth. And I believe that the truth will set me free. And it's just a wonderful thing when God is the head of your life and Jesus Christ is the head of your life, how you can believe with faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and not seen, and you could see things come to pass supernaturally. You can say, wow, it just blow me away, you know?
Yes.
And that's just one of the miracles that's been happening in my life. My wife will tell you, I saw black spots of death three times. And I was at the window, and she said, who you waiting on? I said, I'm waiting on Jesus. I said, because I ain't going with nobody else.
Amen.
You know, that's my testimony. And
Amen.
It's just been a good thing for me. I'm much better today than I was yesterday. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Isaiah 53. Amen. And 5, for he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we're healed.
Yes.
God bless you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. For the testimony,
Amen.
By your testimony, the Bible says we can overcome. Amen. We can overcome.
Keep on preaching.
Don't you stop. You keep on preaching. I don't care how many won't help you. Take it.
Be still.
We're going to have a testimony time. Amen. The beginning of the year program. Amen. Lord brought us through some storms, some floods, some fires. Amen. And the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. We need a couple more people to testify what God has done. And it doesn't have to be like the book says, there's so many things Jesus did. Amen. You might not think it's big, but it's big in your life. It might be somebody else out there can bear witness they went through the same thing. They'll let you know Jesus still lives. He still lives. He's still moving for his people. All right? All right, we have another call at 561-3664. God bless you. You're on the air.
Happy New Year.
God bless you.
How are you? Good.
Happy New Year, my friend. God bless you.
Yes, I'm just calling to just say that God are good. I know that's not correct English, but God are good. He has blessed me. He took a young man from Riviera Beach, Florida, and sent him to California. Mm-hmm. And the journey that Daddy has sent me through has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Enrolled in the King's University. Mm-hmm. The journey took me to London to attend Oxford University to go study there. Mm-hmm. Now, this year, I will be graduating.
God, praise God.
And I tell you, man, God is awesome. Mm-hmm. When you serve him and live righteous, you will be rewarded. Now, let's not get it. Let's understand that you're going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this too should pass.
Mm-hmm.
The power of suffering strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
And it strengthens our faith, you know, and take us through the fire, and we come on as pure gold, long as we stay with him. And it's so much I can say, but, you know, I know others want to reach out to you and let them know their testimony. But God has done so much in my life. And we'll be back, moving back hopefully this month to Florida from California. God has blessed us with a home, brand new home built from the ground up. And that's just the testimony to say you this is what I eat, sleep, and live. This is my lifestyle, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be real and true with the Word of God. You got to. And you got to spend time with him because that's paramount. And I'm not going to hold you up, Bishop, but I can't wait to move back and to sit with you and be blessed with just a word. So
all right.
My blessings to you and your family, and I'll see you soon. Blessings.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. It's very encouraging. You spoke from Romans 5 there. Amen. It says that in the third verse, he said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Amen. In which we give. He give it unto us. Amen. Tribulations and trials make us strong. Make us strong. God bless you, man of God, and you hope you have a safe trip, and God guide you around the fires and the floods and the snow, which he can. Which he can. All right. It's testimony. Testimony. Old camp meeting testimony. Amen. amen, it's good every now and then to reach back and get, like Paul was saying, amen, get a hymn and a song and a spiritual song. Amen. It's good, amen, to stir up your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Amen. And that's one thing. You can keep a little, some music going on and the gospel. Amen. Even a little word of God. Amen. You don't have to sit there and listen to it. You can be moving around because you forgot about the conscience and the subconscious. Amen. It remembers. And it also keep things and bring back things to your remembrance. Amen. Help you go through your daily walk with Christ. Amen. God made our body good and very good. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We have another caller. Let's push one on your phone. That's how we do. And amen. We won't give you a name and anything unless you want to, but we give it every code in the last four digits of your telephone. Amen. God is good all the time. And a lot of the things that we go through are, amen, because of Jesus went through them. And the world is not, doesn't many times understand the things that we have forsaken. But one thing we know for sure, you got another place to go. We have a home. Amen. We have a home on high. We have a home. Amen. God saved through his son, Jesus Christ. He's going to prepare a place for us. Amen. That's one thing you can always look forward to. Amen. The resurrection of your body in Christ, where we have a new home. He promised us. He came to bring eternal life. That's one big opportunity we all look forward to. Jesus came to bring eternal life to us. Amen. And so that this, we keep our hope. Keep our hope as we go through this land and we're preparing, God blessing us, and we're witnessing to other people that our life change, and God see that, people see it. Amen. And eventually, amen, you'll be able to win them over, amen, to a better life. God will give you a better life here and the hereafter. And the hereafter. So that's what really get us on his family, get in his family, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Accept him as Lord and Savior and turn our minds and hearts towards God and be baptized in water, like John the Baptist came preaching repentance. Amen. And be converted. Amen. Once you be converted, amen, be baptized in water, you're in the family of God. You're in the family of God. Then you are have the benefits. Amen. Once you get in the family, you got the benefits. You got the benefits of the Holy Ghost, healing, deliverance. Amen. So many things. Amen. That's what Matthew was Gospel according to John was talking about. In John 21 and 25 says, so many things that Jesus had done, if the world itself could hold, amen, if it was possible, the world couldn't hold it, John said. All right, we have any other callers? You press one on your phone. Amen. We're having an old-fashioned camp meeting where you testify and, for, you know, let other people know. Amen. Maybe God paid a bill through somebody else. You know, when God works through people, he works through people. And that's why Jesus came to the earth, amen, and took on a body. God's word took on a body, and he walked among his people. Because the natural and the spiritual is two different realms. So Jesus came, God sent his son, and his son gave his life in the natural. Amen. So God worked with people. He utilized people to help you, to bless you. Amen. All right, we're looking at, God utilizes other people to help you. Amen. He works with people. And if you ever watch it, that's some of the things many saints of God and believers know when things happen. And you say, oh, you ever heard this expression, God, you're a God-sent person. God sent you here. This, that, and the other. It doesn't matter who they are, what color they are, what language they speak. Amen. Because God owns the whole world. God owns the whole world. He loves variety, too. He loves variety of people. If you look at the earth and the different flowers and the different animals and the fish, he didn't just make fish all over the world. No, he made animals and cows and, you know, ducks and birds. God loves variety. Amen. He loves variety. So he can use his tool shed is bigger than yours. Amen. He has a multitude of ways to answer. And nobody knows sometimes but you and him. Amen. Talking about, amen, testifying, talking, amen, testifying. Romans 10 and 9 says, if thou can confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart, amen, that God, amen, if you believe in your heart, amen, you begin to move out. Things can happen for you and happen to you. All right, we have a 561, last four digits, 1413. 561 area code.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
God bless you. You're on the air.
It's Pastor Felix Brown, when I should say Evangelist Elder Felix Brown. Nah. Praise the Lord. This is a new number. And a new year, I just want to testify and say, Lord, I thank you for back in the days when I was in my sin, I used to get tired of getting caught. I used to be tired of getting caught, but I wasn't tired of being at fault. So when I decided to get tired of being at fault, then God opened up his heavenly vault, woo, and blessed me beyond measure. Amen. That's my testimony.
All right. God bless you. You got to write that down.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. One of the first rappers, I understand, that you was one of the first rappers that came out. Amen. So we enjoyed you. God bless you. Amen. We're
bless
talking
you, sir.
Now. All right. Go right ahead. You gotta... Okay. God bless you. Testimony, old-fashioned testimony, service.
I got 'em. Yes, I know. You know, I often wonder what my folk doing. I wonder what my mama doing. I wonder what my father doing and my son doing. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about the folk I know over there, and I find myself moaning.
Yes, God will bless many of you and help you through sickness, but there's some saints that have gone on, or some of your family members that have gone on. Amen. And we all know, amen, that's when accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, he has taken all of that away. Amen. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Amen. There's an old song, amen, I don't know the song, so we're listening to a portion back and forth. Amen. Old time camp meeting songs by Reverend Timothy Fleming Sr. Amen. Old camp meeting songs, and amen, remind you where God brought you from. God brought us a long way. Amen. Amen. You might know someone that God had taken on home, and you know, above all else, what the world is saying, the closer the closer, amen, the gospel according to Matthew speaks of in the end time. And it also says, amen, in that 24th chapter, things going to be happening, storms and hurricanes and rain, pestilence. All these things bring us closer, amen, to the coming of the Lord, But he wants you to be joyful here. And that's one of the lies that the devil put out, amen, that all the happiness is here. No, God got more happiness for us. And this is what John had said. There's so many things Jesus did. Jesus did in the gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. He was saying he going home. He going home and preparing a place for us. So God prepared the earth for us. Amen. The Garden of Eden. Amen. And now he's preparing heaven. He's preparing heaven. Amen. God loves you above all else. He loves you. If he didn't love you, amen, it'd be chaos. Amen. The story in the gospel Romans letter Paul wrote, amen, he said everything worked together for good. And we were discussing this in theology school and talking to him. He said, if everything didn't work together for good, then what else left? We all boil down and say, well, you know, Romans 8:28 says, now we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, to them who be called into his purpose. If it wasn't working together, it'd be chaos. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you know that God took some bad things, some mistakes, and worked them out. Well, we're having a little camp meeting tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever you listen to this program. And you can view tomorrow. You can go to the internet, and you can go to Doctrine of Truth. First, you got to go to Blog Talk Radio, and you look for Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you can view this broadcast concerning testimony service about year 2017. Amen. You can also go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. Click on media, and you will find we have Ustreams as well as Facebook. Amen. But we want you to be encouraged this year. Amen. Those of you that are playing sports, I can't see your hand. You can raise your hand, but I can't see your hand. Amen. Those that have been in any type of team competition, and you find that when you do, they have a lost tie, win column, win, loss, tie. Amen. Whatever area they lining up. And you have to have a good mind to be able to push things to the side. If you messed up on that, you lost it. Amen. Even the cook, when the cakes don't come out right, the dinner don't come out right, they just set it aside and, you know, throw it away. You got to be able to push things aside. And be absent-minded. You made a mistake. It was a bad choice, maybe because of a lack of information, a bad information. And that's one of the things you really have to deal with. But Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, and I always live by that. He gave me that, amen, the early part of, the later part of 1970, early part of 80, amen. Matthew, seek and you'll find, amen, knock and the door be open. Amen. So you have to learn how to shake off bad decisions and disappointments. Amen. Learn how to shake off things and smile and say, okay, even Jesus said, amen, when they don't accept you, shake the dust off your feet. Jesus said that. And I had to take another look. I said, well, Jesus said, shake the dust. Other words, if it doesn't work out and you constantly, you know, it's not working out, let's shake the dust off. That doesn't mean you don't love the situation, love people, but it is not working out towards what the living for Christ and living for the gospel, amen, and being positive in life. Amen. You have to be positive. And that's what the Bible is all about. It helps you to be positive. It helps you to shake off, see people's mistakes. Amen. You can see where you can make it. You can make a right or left. God is with you. God wants to, amen, put you out there as the billboard. He wants you to be, amen, be the attraction to other people that you can tell this testimony, whatever you got. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. As always, we getting close to time, and but you can press 1 on your phone. We have time for, all right, 954-4427. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless the program. I just wanted to call in and just give a testimony.
God bless you.
I wanted to say the goodness of God, and one of the things that I've learned these past 17 years is really how to be patient and trust God. And mm-hmm. been 17 years since I've been divorced, and during those 17 years, I've went through a lot of medical trials, 9 surgeries, double transplant, triple bypass, 5 episodes with the gout. And about 10 years ago, I thought that I would remarry, and only to find out that it wasn't the right time and it wasn't the right person. But I do want people to know that about 10 years ago, when that didn't work out, I decided to just put it aside and serve the Lord, and that's what I did. I just got my head in the Word of God and just decided that I'm going to wait for God to send the right person, because I sure couldn't pick them. And I thank God, after 17 years, closing out December 2017, that I was able to remarry my friend of 40 years ago. And after 40 years of being apart, we was able to come back together, rediscovered each other in 2016, and spent 15 months talking on the phone daily, hours at a time each day for 15 months, and decided that it wasn't a better time for us to come back together than now. So we was able to get married in 2017, and I just looked back over those 17 years that I decided to wait and trust God to send the right person. I can say today that God gives without lack. And that's the one thing that I've able to, I can testify to, that these 17 years, all I've been through, God has given without lack. And I can't think of anything, not a single thing that God has not fulfilled now in my life. And I just want people to know that one thing about God: if you will trust him and follow him and obey him and just live the godly life, stop trying to make it happen for yourself and trust him that at the right time. Because, see, you got to be complete and whole yourself. Until you complete and whole yourself and you learn contentment, there's no need for God to bless you with what he has for you, because you won't know how to appreciate it. But I can tell you truly now that I appreciate everything I've been through these past 17 years, even time of working with you personally and working alongside you, just 17 years of preparing to get the greatest treasure I could have in my life, and that is to have the kind of companionship that I can truly say there's no like in my life right now. And I just thank God for that, and I thank you for the opportunity to be able to testify and let people know, you know, you just seek God and trust Him that everything that's in your heart, He'll give it to you. All you got to do is just let go and let God. I appreciate it. Thank you, God. Thanks for being on the show tonight. Thank you for the broadcast.
Okay. You got enough firewood up there?
Oh, we'll. God is blessing us greatly. We're comfortable, and it's just everything is wonderful. And I tell you, it doesn't seem like it's been 17 years awake. It doesn't, because, like I said, there's no like, and when there's no like, whatever time it took to get here doesn't really matter.
Okay. The weather doesn't bother you and everything. We thank God at the weather. God tell us about all these different things and climates. God bless you, man. And God, good to hear from you. Amen.
Amen.
It was wonderful. In the book of Matthew's, amen. And the man of God was talking about, in the 33rd verse, you hear many people hear it many times. Amen. Say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow, for the thought shall take the thought of things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. Amen. We have a first hand about be still. Amen. Be content, and God will take care of all the lacks. Amen. What you lacking, He got it. He got it.
Amen.
Amen. All right, go right ahead.
Amen. That's it, Bishop. I just say there's been a lot of things. I've been attacked by pit bulls and just financial ruin, medical. I learned to trust God, and I had to learn how to trust Him in every area of life. And I'm telling you, when God deliver you, I mean truly deliver you, all of that time seems is just a memory. God restores. He don't restore you to your youth, but He restored everything that was taken away from you, the joy and the happiness. You feel complete. You know that you can trust Him. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful feeling that knowing that when you just focus on Him, everything that you desire just falls into place. He brings it to you, and you can't. The more you think about it, every little thing, He's complete. There is no like, and that's the one thing that keeps being over and over in my mind. There's no like. It can't think of a single thought. I don't care how small it is. Everything is complete.
Wonderful.
And now you got a stronger, faith and belief in God like you never had before, because only He could arrange it when that everything in your heart now is there.
All right. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless
Amen.
You. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If we continue to move on, we have a couple more. Maybe we can get in a couple more. Amen, as always, and amen, like honey, amen, and where God blesses us, it's wonderful, and He helps us.
Yes,
Yes, as we're going down now, and amen, we can take a couple more. We can close to the time, and amen. And talking about testimonies, what God had done for you in year 2017. Amen. You want to share, amen. The Bible said in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. Amen. We help and encourage our brother and sister. Amen. What has been going on in your life? I remember Peter was said that don't think it's strange, like you're the only one going through. Amen. No, don't think it's strange. There's some other brothers and sisters, amen, are going through things, but God will not put no more on you than you can bear. Amen. If we focus on, be positive, and focus on God going to bring you through. Amen. And God is taking care of you. And the ultimate understanding and joy and strength you have, that he will give you eternal life. If he can deliver you through this and deliver you through that and take you through this and you're still standing and he pick you up and brush you off and you keep moving and you can look back and say, how did I make it here and there? He's able. He's still able to keep his promises. He will give you eternal life. And that's sometimes we have to look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. Amen. Be content for what you have. Amen. Don't let the world doctrine teach you about pushing and pulling. Amen. All of us have a different season. Some of the ones that bring forth his fruit and his season. Amen. When God gives you something and you know it's him, doesn't matter, amen, who bring it to you, you know it's righteous and you know is of God. Amen. What color, language, background, amen, where they from, you pray and you ask and God fulfill that. You know it's of God. All right. There's a couple more callers and press one on your phone. Amen. And we'll be able to get in here after a while and then we're gonna go to prayer, about three or four more prayers. But anyone have a testimony now of what God has done for you? You wanna share, strengthen our brothers and sisters here. Amen. Maybe you just want to ask the question. Ask the question that you can't ask publicly. Amen. It might be something that you've been pondering over. And many times when we have two or three people, the Holy Ghost, amen, he always ministers and teaches and give you revelation of different things. Amen. All right. You push one on your phone. Amen. And I know. Okay. I think we have another caller. All right. Go right ahead. 954-864-548. Go right ahead.
Praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, Bishop. Good afternoon.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I was so encouraged by what I hear tonight. I just want to praise the Lord and give my thanks and gratitude to the Almighty tonight. I just want to thank him. 2017 has been a year of coming out and also a year of encouragement and courage for me. The Lord put on my heart to finish giving my testimony, but to put it in a book. And so my experience, and now I have a book out, and it has been published. And
Give us the name.
It is called The Purple Pearl and the Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Purple Pearl and the Butterfly. And my book speaks of all the things that I have gone through in the last 30 years and how the Lord has brought me to this place now to tell the story and to go forward and to encourage others that he is with them and that he loves them. And it talks about how I talk about how I personally was ill and bedridden and just put in all kinds of different disabilities and handicaps and situations with different types of people, and how you, if you believe in the Lord and you believe he's with you and you believe that he gives you the strength to make it minute by minute, you can make it. All you have to do is just believe in him and trust in him in all things.
Well,
and so I thank him for that. Praise God. Praise God. And so I just thank him for using me to move forward, to encourage others, and to also let other people know that they can be strengthened and encouraged by the Lord at all times. They just have to trust in him in their circumstances. And don't focus on your problem, just focus on him. Let him orchestrate and show you which way to go, left or right, or be still or rest. Whatever he wants you to do, you have to just listen and stay in his alignment so that he can talk to you and minister to you and instruct you and give you what you need when you need it. And if you give your heart to the Lord 100%, I guarantee you that he will lead you to all truth. He'll lead you the right path. He'll lead you to the right life. And he'll give you the things that you need. If you need peace, he'll give you peace. If you need rest, he'll give you rest. If you need financial, restitution, I mean, he'll give you that. If you need a blessing, he'll give you that. He'll send people. If you need that, if you're lonely, he'll send you someone. I'm telling you, it is amazing, our God Almighty, and what and who he is. And we are part of that. And he uses so many people. It doesn't matter. They can be Spanish, white, black, doesn't matter who. He'll send somebody always to come and bless you in your life.
Okay, that's Purple Pearl and the Butterfly, and we can buy that off of where now?
You can buy that off of Amazon. It's on Amazon.com.
And this is, well, we go to Amazon and looking for Sister Trim. Amen.
That's it, Octavia Trim.
Octavia Trim. All right, God bless you. Okay, our time is slipping away. We want to take one more caller. Amen, and thank God for that. You got a book to read now, those of you. You got some encouragement as well as we keep going here. Amen. Give me one more caller, then we can go into prayer. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. We can get back to, the camp meeting a little bit more. But give me one more caller. Well, we're getting ready to close out year 2017, and you know you got to be absent-minded of all the things that did wrong to you, and you thought people did wrong. Amen. When God, one of our callers was saying, the brother was saying that, amen, that God is awesome. He will definitely, if you continue to strive to be better, he helped you to be better, and he will fill your heart and meet all your needs. If any place you're lacking, Amen. He will fulfill that. He'll give you joy. Amen. Jesus said in Isaiah 61, he come to take away, amen, the pain, amen, the burdens. And Jesus will replace things. He doesn't just leave you, amen, lacking. If you give it to Christ, he'll give you something back. He's a great businessman. He's not a man, he can lie, but God, amen, he doesn't believe in, amen, things go lacking, go under, amen. You got to have a Proverbs 29 and 18, but where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. We have to continue to strive. God, you got a plan, and God give you an idea to better your life in 2018. Amen. Put it ahead of you. Amen. Put it ahead of you. Get a picture of something and put it on the wall, on your car, your truck. Amen. Put it on your walking shoes, running shoes. Put it out there. Amen. Well, you need a direction. God will give you direction. And the Holy Spirit bring visions and dreams automatically when you come in the family of God. Amen. He give you a goal. He give you a motive. Amen. He'll take you there. Amen. So, we need someone push one on your phone, and we're getting down now. We got to go into prayer time. We're going into prayer time. Amen. Now, you want to desire to pray. Amen. Give us a prayer. Amen. We need one or two prayers for this year. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for a new year, a year to focus on you and spend time with you. Protect us, protect our families, protect those who has ears to hear that's listening. Father, we thank you because you're such a good God. You love us. All you want us to do is listen and spend time with you and in your word. Cut the TV off. Cut the computer off and spend time with the Father. But, Father, we decrease and you increase, and we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Thank you for listening. Amen. And all of you, amen. If you accept Christ, we have one more caller. All right, 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Father God, I thank you that patience and obedience and trusting you, Father God, has its perfect order, and that you, Lord God, will deliver all of those who seek you first and trust in you and have patience. I thank you, Father God, for your blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, God bless you and welcome again. And we thank you all for being with us. All of you, we love you. God love you. Amen. You can go back and view this broadcast again. Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. Jesus love him. Amen. Don't give up. Don't be give up. Amen. If you lose the first round, go back and grab another, amen, another hole. If the enemy don't give up, you don't give up. We already won the fight. We just need to stand up and walk around and make it look good. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Father, we ask you two or three, amen, come in your name. Lord, send prosperity, send help. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Early in the morning, but I could get down on my knees and say, Father, I'm touching my hand at ease. Yay! Won't he fix it for you? Yay! I'm bold and happy.